Introducing the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. With 25 million copies in print, learn how the Don't Sweat Wisdom can help you achieve greater mental health and better communication with your family, friends, and coworkers from a beloved teacher. Rediscover your passion, joy, and self-compassion to awaken your most vibrant life.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. Before we begin our topic today of change it up, if you're stuck in a rut, change it up. Let's go ahead and take our golden pause. So let's take three really deep belly breaths. Breathing in through our nose, expanding our chest and our belly, holding just for a moment, and then exhaling very deeply, letting it all go. Breathe in sunlight to every cell of your being, letting go of any anxiety or tension you feel, allowing your jaw to drop, allowing your neck and shoulders to relax, your hands to be heavy on your lap. Breathe in sunlight, expanding your chest and belly. Breathing in love. Letting go of fear. Dropping in. Finding that peaceful center inside. And as you open your eyes, just notice how much brighter everything looks and just notice how you feel. Are you grounded in your body? Are you grounded in your breath? Remember, you can take these golden pauses anytime throughout your day. I hope that you're getting in the habit of doing this because it's such a profound, profound exercise for just returning to that peaceful sanctuary that exists inside all of us, as long as we practice getting there. You know, so much of life is really about habit. And if you feel like you're stuck in a rut, then what you need to do is really change it up. What I mean by that is, you know, we all get into these routines of doing everything from the moment we wake up in the morning to how we get out of bed to walking over and making our coffee. I mean, we have just everything as habits. Do you get that? Everything you do is practicing life a certain way. We have to practice life the way we want to live it. And life in itself is not too much unlike a sport that way, right? If you want to practice getting really good at a sport, you have to practice it just the way you want to do at peak performance. Now, living life is no different. If we want to practice a peak performance life, we have to look to our habits and make small changes and shifts in the way we operate on a day-to-day basis, in order to really shift ourselves in a really big way into greater performance in our lives, into living the lives of our dreams, into living optimally in our health. Just pick a category and think of one. Where do you feel stuck in a rut? What in your life feels stagnant? And then think of something small, not something huge, not something monumental to change. We do change in small baby steps. Think of something small to change in your life. Now, I'm telling you, this could be as simple as if you drive a certain way all the time, you drive the same routine in and out of your house, day in and day out, whether it's taking the kids to school or it's going to work, or it's going to the gym. However you start your day, change that up too. Just do something simple to change up your routine. Change the way you drive. What this does is it signals new neural pathways in your brain. It signals that you're ready for change. You're asking for change. It ignites you. And then you can think of some, maybe some bigger ways to create some change in your life. Maybe it's that you need to do a cleanse in your diet, or, you know, maybe you feel like if you really are honest with yourself, maybe you're drinking one glass of wine too much a night. Maybe it's time to just change the way you eat for a little while. It takes 21 days to break any habit and to break any cycle. And so if you just think of doing something for 21 days, how hard is that? It's not that difficult. When you make small changes, you receive big rewards. Now, I was talking to a lady the other day, and she was talking about how stagnant and unengaged she felt in her life. And so we were talking about this very topic, and I said, what do you think could change in order for you to feel more ignited? What's one small thing that you could do differently, even if it means just going to the drugstore and buying a new lipstick or downloading a new podcast or downloading some new music to your iTunes? Just start to do things differently and just see how that might re-engage you in all the rest of your life. When we ignite one small area of our life with change, we tend to feel ignited and more passionate about all other areas of our life. So if you're feeling stuck and in a rut, just think of one small thing that you can change. Doesn't have to be a big thing. Just implement one new, very small habit into your routine and just see how that might light a really good fire underneath you in other ways. Suddenly, making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches even can be that much more exciting when you've got something new to look forward to. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you are ignited to make one small change in order to get out of that rut that you might be feeling in order to add some new energy to your life.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with New York Times bestselling author, Christine Carlson. Visit ChristineCarlson.com and learn about her brand new What Now program, a 10-week mentorship course guiding you to your most vibrant life.